W4DJW.
I heard every word of that, W4DJW.
Good. Hey, did you see what was backed up 85?
By the bridge when we came over. What was it? What'd you look at, northbound or southbound?
Southbound was backed up as far as the eye could see, even out back to the next ridge up.
Foskey's on the weekend, it's usually like that. It doesn't move very fast. I kind of merge in with them going 3 miles an hour and merge out with them going 8 miles an hour.
Now you know why I just avoid those places like the plague.
Me too, but, you know, Woodruff Road was the worst of the worst, and now Wade Hampton and Greer is getting as bad as Woodruff Road was.
Absolutely, absolutely. I tried to go down through there, and it was bumper to bumper all the way from Zaxby's, and there in front of the little shopping center, all the way out past 101.
Good note, because we can get way down that deep road. We don't need to do that. But on a good note, you did say it was going to turn out to be a nice day to go fly. You were absolutely correct.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna start getting some more airtime in the mornings. Oh my goodness, did you hear it's supposed to be close to 80 next Wednesday and Thursday?
30 degrees now, and it's going to be 80 on Thursday. So, yeah, we need to get a bunch of flying in this coming week.
Toyota, now I'm going to be busy Thursday during the day, but Thursday afternoon I'll be available, and beyond that, I am going to be available anytime you want to try to go, bud.
The free sky receiver in that hexacopter. This the heavy lift hexacopter, the one with the carbon fiber blades, the black one, not the red and white one, so that when I've got an antenna hanging that's going to come up, that's going to have to go over quite a few trees, and it's going to have to be able to pull that waxed rope a long way. So I'm going to probably put a free sky receiver in that thing and tune it up and take it out there and see about getting it to fly as well. So no more foam airplanes only.
No. Well, I'm sitting here at the QT. I got to get some go juice. The other reason you're doing that is so you can string some wire antennas, right?
That's the main reason, yeah.
I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Like a sky loop you would, or, you know, something big, a long wire that goes through the treetops.
I'm going to text you a picture real quick, and while I'm pumping my gas, and then I'll give you a call back in a minute, okay?
All right, I should be here. I got a good clip to go before I get home. W4DJW mobile.
Do you plan on putting the wire in the tree, AE4BM mobile?
A hook to a multi-rotor and a loop to the wax rope just before the hacky sack that's full of lead shot, and then fly it out, holding a little bit of pressure on the rope, fly it out past all the treetops, and look down, straight down at the ground at where you want it to fall. I mean, move left or right or forward or backward, and then let it fall.
Worded my question wrong. What are you planning on doing it soon, or a set date or something?
Well, I've got a multi-rotor that has a spectrum receiver in it right now, and I've got to switch it over to free sky. I switched all my stuff over, and that one's one that I haven't flown since I switched over, so that takes a little while to get the receiver to work with the autopilot that's inside it. It'll stay. It's one that you can let go of, and it'll just stay still in the air. So I've got to get all that worked out, and then I'll go try to do that by the middle of next week.
Shoot me an email. I'm good on QRZ. The call is Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike. I've got a Phantom 4 Pro that I do that back in Charleston. I put up wire antennas and string taglines in the trees when I was down there, but now I work up here, and I'm here every now and then. I'm usually up here, but I don't go to Charleston very often, and I've got my drone down there. And if you need some help, shoot me an email, or I've got a couple videos that I have on YouTube also of me dropping weighted tennis balls for taglines.
How how many trees, like, you know, full grown 80-foot tall round trees, about how many have you flown past dragging that line? That's what I've got coming up, though. One of the jobs I got coming up is going to go like past about 8 to 10 of them. All right, so I'm going to be dragging quite a bit of waxed rope through the tops of those trees. How far have you gone through tree tops like that doing for a long wire antenna?
My tagline is a 150-pound braid.
Feet long.
I've pretty much, the tallest tree I've done was a single line over. It was 135 feet one way up.
700 feet a line, at least I used to have it. I've lost bits and pieces off of it. But when it was new, it was 700 feet. And I don't want to do multiple jumps. I want to do one flyover. You know, I don't want to, like, thread it through the trees. I want to lay it in the tops of the trees. So it's going to be kind of challenging. But anyway, I'm getting back into doing that again. I haven't done that for a while. So I don't really have any issue doing it, but I would like to see what other people come up with. That can be interesting.
And it's pretty entertaining. I've done it a couple different places around Charleston when I was still down there. Look me up on QRZ, and I'll email you a link to my YouTube where I've done a couple of drops of antennas. I've done a bunch of different stuff. I've done my parents' house when I was still living out there. I've did that multiple times, and man, oh man. Sure beats the tennis, the compressed air tennis ball gun, because I was constantly breaking taglines doing it that way. And as my local friends down there used to call it, I was shooting mortar rounds into the trees, and now I'm just a sniper.
Mine is Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike, is that correct? W4DJW.
So AE4BM.
And I can always go back to the recordings on the repeater and listen to it, because sometimes I think, yeah, I can remember that, but then I forget it. So anyway, I'll let you know. Are you like working any fixed schedule? If we go out to the out sometime the middle of next week, are you like retired, or are you still working?
The evening shift Monday through Thursday. I have Fridays and the weekends usually off.
It's your I guess your email address on QRZ is good?
My call on QRZ, I mean, my email on QRZ is not the same as my call. So, but my information on QRZ is correct.
Okay, I'll shoot you an email and maybe get your mobile phone number so I can text you when we're going. And if you can go, that would be great. If you can't, then we'll try it another time.
Yeah, I just came up into my apartment complex and, gotta go check the mail and get the packages that have been sitting here for a couple days.
All right, well, it's good talking to you. Hopefully we'll see you out at the airfield sometime soon. W4DJW Mobile.
73 AE4BM Mobile, clear.
WKN4VWA, did you get that picture?
I saw on my watch that something came through, but my eyes aren't good enough to see what that was, and I tend not to look at pictures on my phone while I'm driving.
Traffic light. Take a look at it, and then hit me back. KN4VWA. Standing by.
Round water tower that you were talking about over there by Fairview. And if that red light catches me right out there in front of Fairview, then I'll look. Like a buddy pole, except straight across. Have you ever seen a buddy pole? W4DJW.
Familiar with that, but the antenna itself is isolated from the ground. So you cannot call the horizontal arms radials, can you?
No, I wouldn't know. They're emitters, all right? They're radiating. They're not reflecting.
Driven, isn't it?
It's a dipole configuration. If that's the way it's set up inside of it, I don't know which way the center wire goes or the shield versus the shield.
I'm not sure which way it's set up either, but
That would be the concept that I'm thinking of, and I can't seem to convince W4NGU that that is not radials going out to the side.
Closer when I'm still again, because I didn't look that close at the at any radials sticking out. I see the arms across the top of the T-top. Is that what you're talking about?
The horizontal arm at the top, and there's a horizontal arm at the bottom.
I did not see that before. What's anything connecting in between those?
Yes, the bottom and the top do connect into the box. But now how it's isolated, I don't know. I believe the center lead on the feed is going to the top, or no, to the bottom. No, to the top, and then the ground shield is going to the, I don't know which way it is, but I believe that's what's going on, because the two arms are isolated from each other.
Now, if that's directional or not, the antenna, is it omni or directional, or is it directional?
Considered a vertical, so I'm thinking it's pretty much omni.
I'll have to look at it closer to see if I can figure out what that is, or maybe go study that design somewhere, where the design specs are, where DX Engineering got it.
You were telling that young man about Horizon Hobby buying everybody else. Well, this is the same deal. Transworld was doing a fantastic job making a bunch of money. DX Engineering came in and bought them out and has tried to cheapen it up. Well, what I got is a pretty reasonable product. I'm happy with what I got. So, but that's one of those same deals. DX bought out Transworld, and they're marketing it under their own name now.
Is it before that transition or after?
Got it after. But like I said, you know, I think they've provided a reasonable product.
I don't like Horizon Hobby. It's not quite the same then, because Horizon Hobbies, you know, a part breaks and they charge you $60 for a replacement that's worth about $3.
One respect they are. I hope they kept the quality in it. But in one respect, they are exactly like Horizon Hobby, for the simple reason that that antenna used to sell for $550 to $600 for their max out Primo setup. I got their economy version without their base, and it was $550.
I am in the driveway, yeah. So I'm going to go to the grocery. I'm starving. Have you had anything to eat yet?
$800 to $900.
I doubled with you. What'd you say?
I said that premium model that used to be $500 to $600 is now somewhere right between $779 or $799 and $999.
Now, I'm in the driveway, so I'm looking at it now, and I see there's more to it than I thought. I didn't even notice that bottom rail down there. But anyway, I'm gonna go get lunch, so I'll talk to you sometime later, maybe when we go fly this week. We are going to fly this week, right?
Oh, you can count on that. Well, I mean, as long as the winds are reasonable.
I had a good day. Fine. Now I'm going to go eat. Catch you later. KM4, BWA, W4DJW.
One last thing before you go, Dave. Listen, don't wind that rubber band up too tight now trying to keep up with me. Have a good afternoon. 73s, KN4, BWA. I'm mobile.
Push you later. W4DJW clear.